So this is one of the huge problems with the traditional understanding of hell. Because if the cross is in line with Jesus' teaching, then, and I won't say the only, and I certainly won't say the, or even the primary, but a primary meaning of the cross is that the kingdom of God doesn't come like the kingdoms of this world by inflicting violence and coercing people, but that the kingdom of God comes through suffering and willing voluntary sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in an ironic way, the doctrine of hell basically says no, but that's not really true.
Yeah.
At the end, God gets his way through coercion and violence and intimidation and domination, just like every other kingdom does. The cross isn't the center then. The cross is almost a distraction and false advertising for God.
Oh, Brian, that was just so beautifully said. I was tempted to get on my soapbox there and you know, because as you and I know, there are so many illustrations and examples you could give that show why the traditional view of hell completely falls in the face of it's just antithetical to the cross.
Yeah.
But the way you put it there, I love that. I mean, it's false advertising. And here, Jesus is saying, turn the other cheek, love your enemy, forgive 7 times 70, return violence with self-sacrificial love. But if we believe the traditional view of hell, it's like, well, do that for a short amount of time, because eventually God's going to get them.
Yeah, yeah. I heard one well-known Christian leader, who I won't mention his name just to protect his reputation, because some people would use this against him. But I heard him say it like this. The traditional understanding says that God asks of us something God is incapable of himself. God asks us to forgive people, but God is incapable of forgiving. God can't forgive unless he punishes somebody in place of the person he was going to forgive. God doesn't say to you, forgive your wife and then go kick the dog to vent your anger, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God asks you to actually forgive. And there's a certain sense that a common understanding of the atonement presents a God who's incapable of forgiving unless he kicks somebody else.